Several weeks back, Xilinx introduced a new radio frequency system on a chip, or RFSoC. The new Xilinx part is designed for RF applications such as 5G and large radar systems. RF is notoriously squidgy, to use a highly technical term. That is to say, it can be very difficult to build complex RF systems unless you have a lot of experience doing it. Or unless you have help. Pentek specializes in providing that sort of help. The company designs embedded computer boards and recording systems for digital signal processors, software radio, and data acquisition. Roger Hosking is a co-founder and vice president of the company.
Roger, thanks for being with us. Can you tell us a little bit about the Xilinx RF SoC and why customers want to use it?
Sure. First of all, RFSoC stands for Radio Frequency System on Chip. And what it really is, it's a complete radio on a chip. And that includes some really important critical parts of radios, which includes digitizers for digitizing radio frequency signals, for taking digital samples and creating analog waveforms. So you have both the receive and the transmit I/O. And then you have FPGA fabric connected to those data converters to do signal processing, which implement radio functions. And then you have kind of a farm of ARM processors for doing controlling and other miscellaneous tasks. So it really has a complete management system, a digital signal processing system, and data converters for acquiring and generating signals. That's the basis of software radio.
So this is a little bit off script, but this differs from what designers had, what options designers had before. They would have had to use multiple different chips to perform the same thing. So what are some of the primary applications for this RFSoC?
And just on that last point, the reason that the RFSoC is so important is because it compared to the discrete implementation of the same functions using individual devices, you're saving a tremendous amount of space and power and real estate, you know, board space, and you can get all of those functions in a much smaller package using less power than you could if you were to implement those same functions with discrete devices. So it offers that major advantage, and that opens up new applications. When Xilinx first announced this chip back in February of 2018, they introduced it as a 5G wireless infrastructure device. And of course, they're looking for mass market type customers, and they want to have the 5G wireless market be satisfied with a part that they're making. And the reason that 5G wireless and this chip are so well suited is that 5G wireless uses what's called massive MIMO antennas. Mm-hmm. And these are an array of antenna elements, 32 or 64 elements, that each need an A to D and a D to A. And of course, the RFSoC chip has eight of each. It also needs the digital signal processing to do the beam steering for focusing the energy, both for receive and transmit, from the MIMO antenna to particular users and subscribers within the range of that particular massive MIMO antenna. So having that capability in a very small package so that it could be mounted up on poles, because there's going to be a lot of these MIMO antennas for 5G. They're going to be spaced much more closely than the traditional cell towers, and more smaller local cells for each of those antennas. That's one application. Another application is radar, and that's both for commercial and military applications. And of course, tracking targets, tracking airplanes, tracking missiles, tracking basically any device, you know, ships at sea and basically anything. Radar is everywhere. We've even got radar in our cars now, you know, to see who's behind you and who you're going to hit if you don't stop in time. And I guess the other thing that's really a nice use for the RFSoC is electronic warfare and countermeasures. where you, let's say you're up in a cockpit of a jet fighter, and you've got a enemy plane coming at you or firing a missile at you, you want to be able to quickly generate some kind of countermeasure to avoid that missile from hitting you, or you want to confuse it, or you want to make that missile think that you're not really where you are and have it go off into wild blue yonder, and you just wave to it as it goes by. Those kinds of capabilities where you confuse the enemy with radio signals is extremely important in war fighting.
I would just prefer personally not to be in an airplane being fired upon by a missile, but I understand why very valuable for those people who would do that. Let's talk about the designer's point of view. What challenges do your customers, designers, face when designing with the Xilinx RFSoC?
One of the toughest parts is to make sure that all of the data converters are synchronized relative to each other so that they're doing the sampling of the signals, both for receive and transmit, synchronously, not only across the 8 channels within the chip, but across multiple chips. If you've got a 64-element antenna, that means you have 8 of these chips, each with 8 channels. So you've got to synchronize those precisely. If those elements are not synchronized, beamforming does not work. And it's really essential for all of these applications we've just talked about.
So I am going to guess that synchronization is an issue that most designers could probably use a little bit of help with. What solutions are available to help meet that challenge and any others that there might be with working with the Xilinx RFSoC?
Well, the synchronization is extremely tricky, and there are multiple signals that have to be treated exactly the right way. And what we did was came up with a product that took care of generating those signals so that we could synchronize across multiple chips all of the different elements in a particular array and do so with a box that somebody could buy. It's actually a board that plugs into your system that connects up to all of the RFSoC chips that takes care of that synchronization across multiple chips and across multiple boards. That took us about 1.5 years to develop. So customers can save all of that agony that we went through.
A bit of tricky engineering in and of itself, huh?
Yes.
So are there other challenges in using RFSoCs?
Yeah, another real challenge is the huge amount of data that can be generated by these devices. Just say 8 channels operating at 4 gigasamples per second. That generates 8 gigabytes per second per channel. And you've got 8 channels, so that's 64 gigabytes per second. That's a lot of data. So the question is, if you need to get that, how do you do it? Well, it's very, very difficult. And in many cases, the data is reduced inside the chip so that you only are looking at a certain range or frequency band. That's one way to do it. But we have on the chip a dual 100 gigabit Ethernet interface. There are 2 of them, and each of them can deliver 12 gigabytes per second. And that's the fastest interface on the RFSoC chip. And so we have kind of tuned that and optimized that to run at the full rate and get that data to stream in and off the chip at 24 gigabytes per second in each direction. So that makes a huge difference in terms of just feeding and supplying data to that chip. The other thing is, of course, that interface is optical. And so being optical, it uses fiber optic. Being optical, which is the standard interface for 100 gigabit Ethernet, what it means is that you can run connections between stations, let's say, that might have different complements of RFSoC chips, up to 200-300 meters apart and still maintain complete connectivity at those very high rates. And because it's optical, you are completely immune to EMI, electromagnetic interference, and to eavesdropping. It's very difficult to eavesdrop an optical connection.
That's actually comforting to know. Any last ways to make the RFSoC easier to use?
Yeah. The basis of our product line is a small printed circuit board module, which is called our Quartz XM. And Quartz is the trade name for our RFSoC product line. It's 2.5 by 4 inches that contains not only the RFSoC chip, but all of the support circuitry that maintains the proper operation of that chip at its best performing levels. Mm-hmm. For example, the chip requires 13 different power supplies. One of them is at 40 amps at 0.8 volts. Another has to be very clean for the analog circuitry. Others have to be, you know, very well filtered. So each of those 13 supplies has its own story. And if you don't do it all right, you're not going to get the performance that you want. So we put all 13 supplies on this RFSoC Quartz XM module, all driven from a single common 12-volt DC voltage source. So that makes it a lot easier. The other thing that we did was we brought out all of the very high frequency analog signals to standard connectors that allow customers to take this module and kind of plug it onto their own carrier without having to worry about doing the detailed printed circuit board design to keep all of these analog and digital high frequency signals from interfering with each other in that very close proximity of the RFSoC chip itself.
Very cool. Another question from off and left field. Mm-hmm. The device itself and the module that you put it in, it sounds as if they're very precise electronics. Does the precision of the operation itself, does that end up in the final end system, radars or 5G base stations? What does that do for their effectiveness?
Well, that's a great question. And that's, again, another one of the advantages of the Quartz XM module. Mm-hmm. Because we do carefully protect, separate, isolate all of the different signals that are connected directly to the chip that could interfere with each other. And we kind of tame them to make sure that they play nice together. And what that does is that preserves the dynamic range of all of those very high frequency, those 8 A to D inputs and 8 D to A outputs. If you have, you know, digital noise coming in from the power supply, you could ruin your whole day. You just can't, you don't want that in a radar, because that ruins the whole performance. And it's not easy to do. We spent a long time doing modeling and testing and signal integrity analysis on this module to make sure that we did everything exactly the way it should to preserve the signal integrity of all the signals that go in and out of the chip.
Very good. Roger, thank you so much for your time today. Hope that maybe the next time we talk, we'll be talking on a 5G phone that's being connected by some of your modules.
I look forward to it anytime.
That was Roger Hosking, Vice President and co-founder of Pentek. In our conversation, we talked mostly about how the Xilinx part is used, but it really is remarkable in and of itself. For an explanation why, I'd like to draw your attention to an article from our sister publication, Embedded.com. Written by Steve Ivanchuk, it's called "Xilinx Boosts RFSoC Performance with Digital Front End Hard IP for 5G Radios." Yeah, a bit of a mouthful, I know. There's a link directly to that story on this podcast episode's webpage.